Ye servants of God, your master proclaim and publish abroad his wonderful name. Our hymn is number 147. Let us read responsively selection number 80.
Please.
God's invitation. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Let us unite together in prayer. Our Father, we thank thee for the gracious invitation of thy gospel. Not only dost thou invite us to come to thee, but thou hast come seeking us. And through us and through thy people everywhere, thou art seeking all men, to bring unto them the same blessing, the open doors to abundant and eternal life in Christ Jesus, which thou hast brought to us. We thank thee for the blessed gospel. Help us, we pray thee, to treasure it and cherish it, to be true to it and to share it with all men. Strengthen, we pray thee, thy church in every place, that her witness may be effective through the power of thy Spirit and through the devotion and dedication of her members. And grant that there may be the closing of the gap between our profession of thee and our practice, which so often falls far short and contradicts our profession. We're especially conscious today, on this day when we especially honor the veterans of the military service of our country, that our heritage has been received and retained at great cost. Help us to be good stewards of all that comes to us through the precious sacrifice of so many. And we ask especially that thou wilt bless those who are on battlefields today, not only the soldiers of our country, but those who are known as our enemies, many of them fighting for causes about which they are unsure, and seeking to be true to loyalties concerning which they have doubts. Grant, we pray thee, that in the midst of this strife and turmoil, thy righteous purposes may yet be worked, and help us to make all of our human judgments within the circle of thy sovereign judgment, and to express and hold all of our human loves within the circle of thy great, all-embracing love. Bless us, we pray thee, as we worship thee. Receive the voice of our praise. Minister unto us forgiveness and strengthening. And speak to us, we pray thee, in whatever thou dost sense that we need thy word. Through Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen. It is a privilege for me to introduce the speaker of the day. The Reverend Worth Grant is a missionary to Japan, where he and I were for a number of years colleagues together, although widely separated by geography, working in the same mission. Mr. Grant is a native of High Point, North Carolina. He is a graduate of Mars Hill College. He has degrees from Furman University and from Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. He has served as pastor in this state, having also served in the Naval Chaplaincy. And since 1950, he has been serving with his wife and their growing family in Japan as a missionary. You perhaps are aware that his brother is Mars Grant, who is editor of the Biblical Recorder in this state. With a great deal of pleasure, then, I introduce as our speaker, Mr. Worth Grant.
In one of Nikos Kazantzakis' recent books, he quotes a Chinese proverb which says, "I curse you, may you be born in an important age." I believe God has blessed you, allowing you to be born in an important age, and having been called to the gospel ministry in an important age. I'd like to bring and share with you some correspondence recently received from Japan. First was a letter from missionary Bob Boatwright, who followed us in the work in Sendai, Japan, up in the northern part of Japan, known as the Tohoku, or Northeast. He reports that recently, in a special evangelistic effort in which some pastors from this country participated, that in the Sendai church there were 20 professions of faith and 40 seekers These figures may not sound very large to you, but indeed they are most encouraging. And that will perhaps increase by 20% the membership of that particular church. He also said, the Los Angeles Dodgers came to Sendai and were clobbered 13-5 by the Tokyo Giants. Japan has taken up the game of baseball in a big way. Another letter was received from missionary Leslie Watson. This was a letter sent out to all the missionaries of the Japan Baptist Mission, particularly to the men, asking our missionaries there to consider prayerfully the call of one of the English-speaking churches, the Chofu Baptist Church near Tokyo, in the suburb of Tokyo, one of about a half a dozen English-speaking churches in Japan who minister to military personnel primarily, but English-speaking people from everywhere. And that particular church is without a pastor. I happen to know that three other English-speaking churches out there are desperately in need of pastors. These can be pastored by men from, well, without any special call as a missionary even. Of course, you will be ministering in the English language. And it means that if someone from this country can answer the call for this particular work, a missionary there will not have to be taken out of his own work. This is a great ministry, an important ministry. I would like to lay on your hearts, too, the need in our own Japan mission for replacements. Recently, you heard about the loss of one of our veteran missionaries, Dr. Coleman Clark, who was attacked by a young student in his home and, due to the shock of this experience, had to withdraw from service. We've lost a number of missionaries out there due to health and other reasons. And I just share with you this morning the needs of our own field. Not wishing to prejudice you, but just to ask you to pray in this regard. I'm sure every other field across the world has the same needs. Undoubtedly, one of the greatest opportunities for reaching Japan's more than 98 million people continues to be a wider use of the mass communication media. More than 85% of Japanese homes have television now. In Tokyo and Osaka, more than 90% of the people have television. And 99.7% of Japan is blanketed by radio coverage. One Japanese recently stated that television is the greatest single agent in molding minds and social patterns of New Japan. If this be so, then what will these patterns be? For in the usual television programs that are seen across the land, we have I Love Lucy and Bonanza and Rawhide and a lot of the others from this country. The total religious broadcasting at the moment in Japan is something like 92 hours from all stations in all parts of the country. Of these 92 hours, 60% of it is Protestant religious broadcasting. But these 92 hours of radio religious broadcasting in Japan today represent only 1.5% of the total aired time that they have. Our own Southern Baptist program, This Is the Answer, is being seen in, at least up in the north, Hokkaido. But TV time so far, due to the tremendous expense, 1 hour nationwide can cost as much as $80,000. And so up until now, we're not able to make very wide use of this medium. Christian literature seems to be one of our greatest opportunities. Last year, 4.5 million copies and portions of the Word of God, the Bible, the New Testament, and portions of the Bible were distributed throughout Japan. In the field of Christian literature, 434 new titles or reprints of Christian books were published by all the publishers. And this represents a total of about 1,302,000 volumes of Christian books in a land where less than 0.5% of the people are Christian. Among the authors translated last year in Japan, Bonhoeffer, Debelius, Cullman, Martin Luther King, Tillich, C.S. Lewis, John Robertson, von Rad, Kittel, and so on, to mention a few. Many, many, of course, Japanese writers. But in all of this output of 434 new titles of Christian books, which must be some sort of a record for a non-Christian nation, sadly enough, there's very little for the man in the street. Bible translation in Japan is going forward in a very encouraging way. 1959, the Japan Colloquial Version, the first major revision of the Japanese scriptures way before the war, was brought out. This put the Bible in the language which most younger Japanese could understand, whereas before it was almost totally a closed book to them. This translation left much to be desired due to the fact that in translating the Japanese verb to be, they used what is called a de-aro form of the verb, which is a kind of indefinite future. And when Jesus said in John 14, 1, I will come again and receive you unto myself, it comes out in Japanese, I may come again, I might come again, at least that's one possible rendition. And throughout the New Testament, this unfortunate verb translation prevailed, and many felt that a new translation was necessary. And last year, a group did bring out what is called the newly revised, the Shinkaiyaku translation. And this is a good beginning, and I think it has spurred the Japan Bible Society to start a new translation. In Japan, as in most mission countries, the scriptures are the copyright possession of the Bible Society, and even permission to quote verses in other publications must be obtained. But we and the Japan Bible Society have been rather reticent. They felt that they had a monopoly, and this new translation has, I think, been very healthy for the Christian work in Japan. Of course, the hope of Japan and the hope of the church in Japan today is Japanese evangelists. If Baptists have made one outstanding contribution to the Christian mission in Japan, I think it would be this, that we have emphasized evangelism. The only seminary course taught in any seminary in Japan on evangelism, according to the last copy of the Japan Yearbook, which I received in the mail the other day, is taught at our own Seinan Gakuin down in our seminary in Kyushu. The only course in practical evangelism in all the seminaries of that land. And Baptists have shown a way in evangelism and emphasized winning men to Christ and preaching the word and appealing for decisions. I suppose Baptist churches are the only ones today that have anything like a revival services as we know them. And if the Baptist churches are the only place a person is given an opportunity to decide on the spot and accept Jesus Christ. There are some hindrances that we have before us. Someone has listed these hindrances as first, a sensei complex. Sensei means pastor, teacher. And by sensei complex was meant that the Japanese pastor still feels that it's beneath his dignity to go out and seek the lost, that he must sit and wait for them to come to him. That the Oriental concept of the teacher, a very high and exalted position, does not permit him to go knocking on doors. And for many of them, it did not permit them to give an invitation to accept Christ, because in giving that invitation, if no one came forward, they would lose face. And then the club complex of the churches. And many of our churches in Japan have taken on this complex, which does not want outsiders intruding on the very happy fellowship and relationship that the small band of Christians have. And then the what is called the Oyabun Kobun complex. This particular expression holds throughout much of Japanese life. A company is considered to be the parent. The employees are the children. The company is supposed to look after the children. And they have many, many fringe benefits in Japan. This is part of this thinking. And then the child is supposed to always be very loyal to the parent. And carried over into the church, it means that the Japanese pastor tries to help his members and look after them, help them find a house, assist them in finding a mate, being matchmaker, and so on, job hunter, until he has no room, no time left to go out and win men to Jesus Christ. In 1954, the population of Japan was 88,200,000. In 1964, it was 97,190,000, an increase of 10%. During the same 10-year period, the Christian population grew from 603,536 to 751,927, an increase of 25%, while the population increased 10%. And I felt very good about that until I read that during the same period, Nichiren and Soka Gakkai increased from 341,146 members to 15,234,136, an increase of 4,367%. There is a definite resurgence of all the traditional faiths of Japan. It is said that this resurgence is due to the simplicity of the message, the authority of the message, and the relevance of the message. If this be true, what Paul said in Romans 1:16 ought to give us much hope yet in Japan. He said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." That's the simplicity of our message. "For it is the power of God unto salvation to all who believe." The gospel of Christ, Christ the authority, and the power of God unto salvation, the relevance. We have hope for the future because we believe we have the message that Japan needs. We need much prayer. We need much assistance. And as I've said, everywhere I've gone this furlough, the one thing we need more than anything else to help us in Japan and all over the world is a return to Christianity, a revival of the Christian faith in our own land, which would be the greatest, most convincing proof that the gospel is relevant and that the gospel does have the answer. May we stand for the benediction. And now may the grace of God, our Father, and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and throughout this day. Amen.